Okay, we're on. Okay, we are up to Daf Chaf Daled. Change of schedule. I will, Be'ez Hashem, be able to do tomorrow night. So that'll be again 8:30. 8:30 to 10 will be tomorrow's and Friday's Daf. That'll be tomorrow night. Okay, and now let us do Daf Chaf Daled. We'll have a 5-minute break in between Chaf Daled and Chaf Hey. And now let's do Daf Chaf Daled. So we are discussing the machlokos, three machlokos brought here between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, whether you're Chashina Lamisa or not. The first case was that of by the animal, using the animal for a wall of a sukkah, number one. Number two, we had the case of Gittin, whether you're choshesh that somebody died after he gave his wife a get or not. And number three is, Lokech Yanmi Ben Akusim, are you choshesh for Bekiyas Hanot? So the Gemara just explained how it's no stira between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So we are up to Belochayish Rabbi Yehuda. I think we're up to there. Let's go back two lines. Kasha. Kasha de Yehuda de Yehuda. So we're on the 7th line. Kasha de Yehuda de Yehuda. We have a stira between the two Rabbi Yehudas, because what did we just say? Rabbi Yehuda is not chayshin and lemisa in these cases, in the case of get and the case of sukkah, and yet he does not allow you to make these tnayim about the bottle, about the wine. So the question is, how do you answer that? So time, it answers the Gemara. Time, Rabbi Yehuda, la mishum chayish le b'kiyas hanod. No, the reason by the b'kiyas hanod case, where, again, remember, you're stuck, and you have to take off shumas and maestras, and you don't have, either it's Erev Shabbos, or you don't have kalim, so are you allowed to say, what I'm going to take off is truma, and maeser rishon, and maeser sheni, and machalel? Are you allowed to do that? Rabbi Meir said yes. Rabbi Yehuda said no. So the Gemara assumed that the reason he says no is because we're worried that the bottle's going to break before you get to do the hafrasha. And if that's true, we have a stira, because he's worried, he's chayshin on the misa, but he's not chayshin on the bakiyas hanod for the breaking of the bottle. So the Gemara says, no, the reason for Rabbi Yehuda is not because he's worried that the bottle's going to break. He is not worried, just like he's not chayshin on the misa. Elamishum, the less lay breira. The reason is that he does not say you're allowed to, that he says you're not allowed to do this, to make these sides of tanaim, is because he does not hold a breira, which we mentioned again at the end of last year, and that is, breira is a concept that comes up in a number of places, in Erevin and in other places. Are you allowed to see a future event in with the roots of it in the past? Right now it hasn't happened yet. Can I already foresee what's going to happen? And when it happens, I'm ready to throw it back to the past. Could I see the roots of it in the past? So here, I am talking about the hafrasha that I'm going to do in the future, but I want to drink right now. So can I already see the roots of the... Can I already see the roots of the hafrasha? Can I already see the roots of the hafrasha in the past right now? So that is the question. That's the issue of Islay Breira. Do you see that it's Mavura, or it's going to be cleared up or not? Review that doesn't hold the Breira. So that's why there's no issue of Chayshinan Lubakiyas Anod. The issue is he does not hold a Breira. Fine. We'll get back to Breira in a few minutes. V'lo Chayish Rabbi Yehuda Lubakiyas Anod now. Ask the Gemara. So the Rabbi Yehuda does not worry about Bakiyas Anod, just like he's not Chayshinan Lamisa. He's not Chayshinan for the barrel breaking, but 1 minute. V'amidiktani Seifa. Look at the continuation of the conversation in that discussion between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Amru lo le Rabbi Meir. They said to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda's group said to Rabbi Meir, or Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon. All of them were in the same group. They all said to Rabbi Meir, you say you're allowed to do this? Don't you agree that you don't? Aren't you worried that the barrel's going to break? And it's going to come out that you're drinking Tevel retroactively. But Amalahu and Rabbi Meir replies to that, Lishkashivka, I'll worry about it when it happens. Lishkashivka, when it breaks. So what do you see from there? Rabbi Yehuda's lush and Rabbi Meir was. Aren't you worried that it's going to break? So you see, he is worried that it's going to break. Michal Techayesh Rabbi Yehuda, but yes, I know. So he is worried that it's going to break. So what do you mean? We just said he's not worried, it's because of Ein Breira. No, he's worried that it's going to break. So Gemara says no. Hasam, Rabbi Yehuda, who to Kamar, Rabbi Meir. There, Rabbi Yehuda is talking to Rabbi Meir, but he's not saying his own shita. He's saying as follows, Lididi Leslie Breira. According to me, I have a very fundamental, strong reason why this isn't going to work. Why? Because I don't hold the Breira. Elodidach, the Yesh Breira. But you hold the Breira, but you know what? You have another problem. Iatamoda de Shemiyivka Hanod. Shouldn't you be worried that the barrel might break? I'm not worried that the bottle might break, but I say it's no good because ain't Breira. But shouldn't you be worried? So Zen, to that, Rabbi Meir answers, I'm only looking at Shemiyivka. And to that he answers, no, I'll worry about it when it breaks. Period. Bali Tosfos and Rishonim, all over Shas, whenever Breira comes up, point out Stiris in Sugyas. the stiras and sugyas, yesh breira and ein breira. There are stiras in the same shitos of Rabbi Meir's and Rabbi Yossi's and Rabbi Yehuda's, and there are stiras all over. So what we get out of some of these stiras are interesting distinctions within breira. D'oraisa d'rabanan, that's what the Gemara says above a kama. Maybe b'd'oraisa, by din d'oraisa you hold ein breira, but b'd'rabanan yesh breira. But there are more substantive chilukim. Tosfos here quotes two of them. Tosfos, five lines from the bottom, on about Aleph, Tosfos quotes one distinction, bein tola b'das atzmo. We're not going to get into who this is trying to answer, which tanaim. But again, we'll just look at two of the distinctions. Bein tola b'das atzmo l'tola b'das acherim. What's going to happen in the future? Is it tali on you? That you're going to have to do something? You're going to have to make a decision? Or is it tali on some outside factor? Says the Gemara, based on Tosfos' understanding, if it's something that you are going to decide in the future, then it's worse. Why? Because why don't you decide just now? It's garua, decide now. You're poseach ashtei ha'seifim, says Tosfos. You're going back one to the other. So if it's something that is in your control and you're not deciding yet, so that's tolo b'das atzmo, then you say ein breira. Ah, tolo b'das acherim, so you can't do anything about it. It's out of your control. So maybe there we would say yesh breira. That's one distinction quoted in Tosfos. Another distinction not quoted in this Tosfos is the distinction of is it Maisa B'Yadayim? Is there human input that's needed versus something that's going to happen in Mamela? That's another distinction that's going to happen. Something that's natural, a natural occurrence. A third distinction, which the Rishonim bring up, and that Tosfos here quotes on the bottom, is it that something might happen or something might not happen? Maybe nothing will happen? Is that the issue happening here? Or is it that something's going to happen? You have one of two choices. You just don't know which one is going to happen. That's another distinction. If it's one or two choices, the person will live or die. That's going to be, if he lives to a certain day, that's a yes or no question. So then you can say, yesh breira. It's only one of two answers. But if the question is, you know, the first coin that I take out of my pocket will be the Maaser Sheni, something like that, so then there's 42 choices. It's not yes or no, this or this. You might not ever take out this such and such a coin. So if it's something that might not ever happen, then maybe you say ein breira. Those are just three examples of distinctions that the Rishonim bring up in terms of trying to reconcile all the sugyas and shas about breira. That is, again, tolo b'das atzmo, tolo b'das acherim, number one. Number two, davar d'memela versus ma'isa b'yadayim. Number three, what Tosfos says on the bottom, devadai harei o yichya o yamus, something that's omeid l'hisvarer, or something that might not ever get mevura. There is also another discussion in breira, and that is, according to the Manda Amar ein breira, see, a whole, it doesn't work. So let's say this case. You go to your wine, and you say, the truma in here is over there. And then the 10% is the Maaser Rishon, and then the Maaser Sheni. Ein breira. So nothing happened? Do we say nothing happened? And therefore, it's still tevel? Nothing happened. It's all tevel. Or do you say, no, something happens, but it's just mixed up. There's truma somewhere in there. There's Maaser Rishon, the Maaser Sheni. It's lo hovrar. But it happened. Big nafkamina, could the Kohen eat it? Could the Kohen eat this now? According to the Mandamar Ein Breira, the Kohen's not eat Truma. Maaser Rishon for a Kohen, not so bad. Maybe you know, at certain times in history, we even gave the Kohen a Maaser Rishon. Could a Kohen eat this? Mandamar Ein Breira. So Rov Rishonim assume nothing happens. Rov Rishonim, Ein Breira, nothing happened. There's a Rashi in Chulin. Rashi in Chulin Daf Yadala says, no, something happened. It's Truma. Whatever you wanted to do happened. It's just Lo Huvrar. You don't know where it is. That's what Ein Breira means. That's the Machlokas Rashi and Chulin versus the other Rishonim. The problem is, ask Rabbi Kiva Eger, what do you do with the Lashon of our Gemara? What was the Lashon of our Gemara? When Rabbi Yehuda was talking to a mayor, he says, what's going to happen? The barrel might break and shoseh tivalim lemafreya. You're going to be eating tevel lemafreya. It's the first against Rashi. You're eating tevel lemafreya. So how can you say you're eating tevel lemafreya? Of course it's not going to work. That's the Kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Comes along the stipler, the Kehilas Yaakov says, no, I have an answer. Rabbi Yehuda is talking to Rabbi Meir in this conversation when he uses that Lashon. Rabbi Meir holds Yesh Breira. Says the Kehilas Yaakov, this is in Gittin. He says, according to Rabbi Meir, who's being talked to now, who holds Yesh Breira, so according to him, everything is totally on what happens in the future. And it's important what happens in the future, because Yesh Breira. So once it's Mevurar, punked, it's perfect. But let's say it's never Mevurar. Let's say the barrel breaks. So then according to him, you're going to say nothing happened. According to the Mandamar Ein Breira, you don't care what happens in the future. Everything takes place right now. Right now, it's Truma and Meiser and everything mixed up in it. So when does the Gemara use the Lashon of Shosa Tvalim Lama Freya, says the Gilas Yaakov? Only according to the Manda Amar Yesh Breira. Because according to him, it makes a difference what happens in the future. If the barrel breaks, you finish. But according to the Manda Amar Ein Breira, it works out even better here. Better, but just that what you did was effective. So that's how you get out of the kasha of Reb Kiva Eger on the Rashi in Chulin that says there is a chalos, even though it's not mavura. Okay? So that's the Stiflus Chiddush. Okay, let's continue. There is a problem with the Shitas HaRambam we're not going to get into. The Rambam in a few places, whether he's Chayshin and Lamisa in different contexts. The Aruch Lener talks about it here. Whether he's in Gittin, and if somebody says, I'm a Nazir, I have to be a Nazir before I die. So does he have to be a Nazir right away? There's a problematic Rambam against all the other Rambams. So the Aruch Lener talks about it. Feel free to look at it. Let's go continue. So we're in the middle of Chavdal and Aleph. V'lo chayshin Rabbi Yehuda l'misa. Is it true? We've just established Rabbi Yehuda is not worried that people have died. Right? If a man gives his wife a get and he goes away to a faraway land, we're not choshes that he died. He's not chayshin l'misa or that somebody's going to die. But what do you mean? Think back a few months to Yuma Dabbez. V'har tanar Rabbi Yehuda Omer. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? Besides getting the Kohen Gadol himself ready for Yom Kippur, af isha acheres maskin lo. You also have to get another wife ready for him, a substitute wife, because why? Shema Tamas Ishto. Maybe his wife's going to die, and he has to be married on Yom Kippur. Beso Zu Ishto. That's to be married. So you see, he's worried. Chashin Lamisa answers the Gemara. No. Ha'itmer Allah. Amar Afun Ebreid of Yeshua. Maila Asu B'Kaparet. No. Extra, by Yom Kippur, we have extra precautions. Really, he's not Chashin Lamisa, but by Yom Kippur, we have extra precautions. I saw the B'Shem L'Chassam Sofer. He quotes Salderach Drash. Now, why dafka are we more worried by Misas Eshes Kohen Gadol more than any other times Chashin L'Misa? So, generally, Gemara says, okay, Yom Kippur, we take extra precautions. Says the Chazan Sofer, Kivan Sheko Adam Zivugo Hu Lefi Maisa Ve'inyano. Every person's Zivug, every person's mate, man or woman, is the perfect fit. So we have Emunah, we have the perfect fit for each of us. The Kohen Gadol Acher Sheyatzem Beis Kachi HaKadoshim. After the Kohen Gadol comes out of Yom Kippur, comes out of the Kodesh Kadashim, v'nizdakech kitzemer naki mikol sigu fagam, he's totally purified, right? Kamarik Marik Kohen, right? When he comes out of the Kohen Gadol, out of the Kodesh Kadashim, ulai ein ishto ru'uya lokeis. So maybe now he and his wife aren't, they're not a good shidduch anymore. Fichach, that's why we're choshishim shema tamus. Maybe that's why we're worried. And big chiddush. But he says, maybe there, maybe you would say that maybe they're to die. Maybe they'll just say they won't get along anymore. But says the Chassam Sofer, maybe that's why we're more worried. Again, the pashtus is that it's just it's Yom Kippur. So we take more precautions for Yom Kippur. Just by the way, the Achronim point out here, it seems like a Dinli Ikuva then, that the Kohen Gadol has to have a wife. The fact that we were maskin one just in case. Okay, says the Chassam Sofer, I see some of you, okay, it's fine. Getting back to what we said on the last daf, we said there are two reasons, according to the Manda Amar that says that you're not allowed to use an animal for the wall of your schach, there are two reasons why not, possibly. Maybe it's going to run away, or maybe it's going to die, and then it's going to be too short to be the wall. So he asked the Gemara, either case, either way, it's good. This is a chash de Rabbanan, that we're worried that something's going to happen. But if it's good to Oraisa, then we're getting back to what we mentioned yesterday, one point. Elamiata, we had a fourth case quoted yesterday on the last daf. A fourth case, machlokas, whether you're allowed to use an animal for something. We spoke about the walls of a sukkah, we spoke about the lechi of a mavui, we spoke about the pasin for those wells, but we also spoke about if you use it for a golel. If you use it, either Rashi said it's the cover of a coffin, or Tosin said it's a matzeva. Rabbi Meir says it does not have the halacha of a golel. El me'ator me'er to tamim shem golos. They ask the Gemara, why not? The only reason it can't be used in these other cases is a dinder rabbanon. Midarais, it's a good dofen. It's good structure. So why isn't it a good structure for golel? Golel, you don't have to be worried about these gzeres. So ask the Gemara, el me'ator. Rabbi me'er to tamim shem golos. Alamatzna. Why did we learn in the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda to tamim shem golos. Rabbi Meir tahir. Right? What's wrong with it according to Rabbi Meir? It's only a chash de rabbanon. Rashi points out that why don't we just quote the Brisa from yesterday's daf? Because it's stronger to ask from a Mishnah than to ask from a Brisa. That's what we ask here from the Mishnah in Erevin more than the Brisa. So what's the problem? So says the Gemara, no. There's another reason why Rabbi Meir would say you're not allowed to use an animal for a wall for your sukkah. In case any of you, you know, we're looking into that. Ela Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Kesavar Rabbi Meir, Kol Mechitza Sheomedas Baruach, Eina Mechitza. No, it's a din to Oraisa. a machitza that is supported by air, by ruach, right? The air of the animal is what's holding us up. The spirit of the animal, that's not a halachically, that is not a machitza. Any machitza that's omedes baruach, that is held up by air, so ain't a machitza. That is one version that we could have for Rabbi Meir. Ika da Amri, or another way to say it, Amar Vachar Yaakov, a different shot, Kasav Rabbi Meir called mechitza she'ina asuyi bidei Adam, ain't a mechitza. No, any mechitza that is not man-made, doesn't come from a man-made material, ain't a mechitza. Man can plant it, man can't make an animal. But any mechitza that's not asuyi bidei Adam, and man can take the walls and make it into a dofen, take the materials. A man can't make an animal. An animal's made. It's asu me'elav. That's another version of why Rameir would pasul even to araisa. Either because it's omeid ayde ruach, or it's eina asuya bidei adam. My benayu, what would be the nafkamina between these two approaches? Ika benayu, de'ukma b'do tafuach. What if you blow up a big balloon? Right? Blow up a big bottle. Right? So are you allowed to use that as the wall of your sukkah? So again, it depends. If the problem is that any wall, that any mechitza that is mainly air, that is supported by air, is not a good mechitza, so here's no good. Because, you know, this balloon, this big barrel, is blown up by air. But according to the Mandamar, that the problem is it has to be asuya bidei adam. So then in this case, asuya bidei adam, and it would be okay. That's the end of our discussion about using animals for walls of your sukkah.
According to this, you have some kind of mountain, and you put
chav
on it, it wouldn't be good?
According to this, so ask Tosef, it's not here, but Tosef and Erevin asks, we've had cases where you use a pit, you use a big mountain for a wall, so is that's not asuya bidei adam? So it says Tosef, no. Tosef on daf tezvav and Erevin, no, what the Gemara here means to say is something that's impossible for man to make. A man can make a mountain. You could pile up dirt. You can make a hole. You could dig a hole. So that's not, the Gemara is only being lafuke, something that's impossible for a man to make, like an animal. A man can't make an animal, but a man can make the mountains and the ditches. Okay? Two dots. Chav Dalet Amud Beis. Amar Mar. We quoted before. Amar Mar, Bishim Rabbi Yossi Aglili. We had earlier. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Amru. Af in Kosvan Alav Gitei Nashim. Still talking about animals, but this the final halacha that we quoted earlier. You're not allowed to write a get on an animal. You have to write Ksivas Aget. We spoke about it a lot last year when we learned Maseches Kedushin. Ab ein kozer lav gitei nashim. You're not allowed to write a get on a animal. The Aruch Haner here discusses what about a shtar kedushin? What about a shtar kedushin? We know the first mission kedushin. There are three ways to get married. Kesef shtar ubiya. Shtar kedushin. Hari am kudeshes li b'shtar zeh. So is that allowed al yedei? Ala behema. There's a major gemaras in there, both in Gittin and in Kiddushin. How much do we compare the shtar Kiddushin to the shtar to get? Right, we learn out from each other as we'll talk about in a few minutes. But that is a discussion here in the Aruch Haner. But let's see. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili says you're not allowed to write a get on an animal. My time with Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And what would be the case, by the way? What would be the case? You'd write it on the animal, then you give the woman the animal. Right, you have to give the woman something. So you write it on the back of the animal, and she has her get. What's the problem? So it's her get's walking around in her backyard. You know, okay, but still, but Rabbi Yosef Lili says, you're not allowed to. Why? By the time Rabbi Yosef Lili, Titania, Sefer. It says, in Parashat Ki Seis, Sefer Krisus, Ainli Ella Sefer, I only know Sefer, that you can write a get on a Sefer. What is Sefer? Rashi says, one word, Klaf. I only know that you can only write it on Klaf. We'll get back to that, Rashi. Minayin L'Rabbos Kol Davar, how do I know that I can include other materials, not just Klaf? Tam Alomer, V'Kasav La, Mikol Makom. It says, V'Kasav La, Sefer Krisus. V'Kasav La includes writing it on anything. Imkein, Matam Alomer, Sefer. So if you can write it on anything, what's the limitation? Why did the Torah say the word Sefer? What is that excluding? Lo Melacha, that's to teach me, Ma Sefer, Davar She'en Ba Ruach Chayim Be'in Ochel. Just like a Sefer, a Klaf, is something that is not alive and isn't food, or doesn't eat. That's the source for Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Why you're not allowed to write a get on an animal, because it says sefer, excluding ba'alei chayim. There's an interesting tshuva of the Tzitz Eliezer. Tzitz Eliezer has a case of a tzava. There was a will that a father split up his nechasim, and one to his sons, two sons. He writes in the will as follows: Hasvarim sheli yikach bini ploni. This is in Hey Chavtes. Hasvarim sheli yikach bini ploni. This my svarim, my so and so. Shlaim he should take. The yeser chafatzim bini ploni. Right? So my svarim should go to Rishlaimi, and my chafatzim, my possession, should go to Maishi. Right? So he splits it up. And they find amongst the svarim tremendous letters of Chidushei Torah from Gedolim worth thousands and thousands of dollars. Right, Chidushei Torah, unbelievable, from the Gedolim of the previous door. That's the Shiloh. Who gets them? Which son? Which son gets these Chidushei Torah letters? These Mechtavim? The one that gets the Svarim, or the one that gets the Chafatzim? Right, so what would you say? You make the call. You're the Posek. Are these included in the Svarim? They're not Svarim, they're papers.
They're copies of the papers.
Right, see, but that's the question. Okay, so he says, "Umachmas atikusa behemi gaonim v'tzadikim v'kadmonim," and there was a sichsuch. Of course, what happened? There was a fight, and that was the kasha. That was the question sent to him in Topshin Yud Dawid, 1954. So he says, "Kiyadua." So he says, starts off by saying, "Kiyadua." You know, when it comes to wills, you go by lashem bnei adam. Kiyadua holke betzavas beikar acher lashem bnei adam v'acher umdin dasa mitzaveh. What was the guy thinking? What did he want? So he says, "Lachora b'lashem bnei adam lo nikra ksav yad b'lashem sefer." You don't call svar. He says svarim. So these are papers. He says. So he says, on the surface, you would say, Lashem Bnei Adam, this isn't, these are papers. Unless, Imlosha Kruchin B'machberes, if they're in a notebook, if they're filed away, V'gam Azlo Nekram B'shem Sefer Stamki, B'tzirv Shem Lavai, Sefer Ksav Yad, V'im Kain, Hadin Nosein L'chora, he says, I wouldn't but say, Sha'ben Azocha B'svarim, Lo Zocha B'chorim, these are Nechasim. These aren't Svarim. Svarim or Svarim? That's what he says at first. And then he says, I'm not sure. He goes into a little other discussion. But then he says, no. Then I think, Yeshno Makom Shal Umdana, I have a different Umdana. Lomar, Shezesh Mitzav Asida Mitzavaso. Just think for a second. Why did this guy give his Svarim to one son and his Chafatzim to another son? Obviously, he knows who the Ben Torah is. He knows where his Svarim are going to get more use. So if he knows where his Svarim are going to get more use, L'chor, he says, it must be that he would want that son to get these. He says, Sheyada Benafsho, Shekein Ze Yafik Yoser Tola. To Elas, it should be, it says Tolas. To Elas mehasvarim, biosva yodea Torah. O sheshir benafsho, shebenosenu, benosno, leben zes, svarav yelo, ili neshama yoser, shebenose yachsik asvarim laatsmo, vyoma, yerushamayim, etc. That's what he says. And then the second half of the Shuvah is, what does the word sefer mean anyway? So he says, it's a machlokas between the Nodabi Yehuda and the Chazam Sofer. Quotes other Shuvahs with the Nodabi Yehuda, it's a similar Shaila. Somebody gave all his svarim to a friend of his, and he had some Sifrei Torah in his house. So our Sifrei Torah included in the word Sefer. So the Nodabi Yehuda says, "In lucha Sefer gadol mizeh." That's the greatest Sefer in the world. Haraya, Arashi. What does Rashi say? What does the word Sefer mean? Klaf. Right? Klaf, that's Sefer. And then the Chazam Sofer argues, and that's a whole discussion here, but that's the discussion of what the word Sefer is, comes out from our little Rashi.
But the word Sefer doesn't mean, Rashi doesn't clap, that you shouldn't think it means something else.
Okay, at that point of the Gemara, we weren't excluding anything. We were just saying Sefer. Torah says Sefer. Then the Gemara is going to say, Ein li ala Sefer, how do you know to include everything else? And then we're going to limit it.
Right, but you have to say something, otherwise you want to worry what the Gemara says. Rashi clap means the paper.
Okay, so you might say Rashi's, but again, Rashi has to be saying something. What's he excluding? No, but the exclusion from animals is going to be later. Okay, you might not be medayik. Again, that's how the Chazam Sofer would probably answer. Don't take the Rashi so seriously. Yeah. Right, what else is there? Right, trees, other things. But, okay. Anyway, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara just says... So the Gemara is talking about the sheet of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So he says you're not allowed to write a get on an animal. From the word, learned that from the word sefer. A sefer is not an animal. Vir Rabbanan, about the eighth line or so. How did the Rabbanan answer, counter this claim? Ikasav ba sefer. If the Torah had said, Ikasav la bisefer, krisos with a bays, kidakamer, then I would know that you're telling me what you're allowed to write the get on. In the sefer, on the sefer. But hashta, chavdalam a bays. Hashta, the chsif sefer, but now it just says sefer krisos. Doesn't say ba sefer. So what sefer is? Lesviras dvarim ba'al mahudasa. Sefer just means tell the story of what's happening. Again, this is a concept that comes up in Maseches Gittin a number of times. Sefer just means not telling you about what you're supposed to write the get on. It's just saying that the get has to be to say describe exactly what's happening. So and so is divorcing so and so, and there's a total cutoff, etc. So don't tell me that Sefer is limiting that you can't write it on animals. So what did they use Vikasav for? Rabbi Yossi Aglili used it earlier. They use it for the halacha that you can only be divorced with a shtar get and not with money. Why? Because I'm out of Havamina. Since we have the principle talked about all over Maseches Kiddushin and Gittin, major sugya, we compare Gittin and Kiddushin based on the Hekish. Yitzia v'Havaya, usually a Hekish is two words next to each other. This is in the same pasuk. Right, it says, V'yatsa mibeso v'holcha v'haisa l'sha'acher. V'yatsa v'haisa are in the same pasuk, so we compare Yitzia, going out of a marriage, l'Havaya, to being Mahave into a new marriage. So just like you get married with money, so too, I might have thought you could get divorced with money. Mahavaya because of Yitzia because of Kamash Malon. That's why it says, the Kasav law, he has to write her a shtar, and in that way, that's the only way that he could get divorced. So the Gemara doesn't have the Havamina about Bia, but I guess maybe that's a different kind of, the Gemara, we'll have to talk about that, but again, at least the Gemara here at least has the Kasav Havamina. But which direction is the money going into now? What was the Havamina? You might have thought that you could get divorced with through money. Who's giving who? So Rashi says, the husband's giving the wife. That's what Rashi says the Havamina is. Benim's question is Kasav, we didn't Kasav l'shem Gershon. That's the Kasha. That's the Pshat. Ask the Sfas Emes, I have a better model for you. The Sfas Emes says, where's my Sfas Emes? Sfas Emes says, get shichrur. What's get shichrur? I have an eved. One of the ways that an eved could get his freedom is by paying me off the rest of the years that he has. He gives me the money, and then he's free. So maybe here the havamina should be that the woman's going to give the man the money. Isn't that the model? So why does Rashi quote that? So that's what. So he says 2 points. He says, number one, he says, if you look at the Gemara in Kiddushin, when the Gemara in Kiddushin has its Havamina, what does the Gemara say? You remember what the Gemara says? Ein kategar nasa sanegar. Right, no, if you use the get, right, we're in the time of year of Ein kategar nasa sanegar. Right, no big days off in the Kodesh Kodashim. We're in between the shofar shel para and the big days off in the Kodesh Kodashim. So we're in the time of Ein kategar nasa sanegar. So says the Gemara there, if you use a get to get divorced, you can't use a shtar to get married. Ein kategar nasa sanegar. So according to that, if it's the woman giving the man the money, then it doesn't make sense. It's not that the man's doing, that's using the same object to do the same thing. So the Gemara wouldn't make sense. So according to that answer of the Gemara, you understand why it has to be the man giving the woman. But then he says, maybe, iska shavaya liyitziya. Right? Because the Havamina is makish shavaya liyitziya. So comparing marriage to divorce. So just like by marriage, the man gives the woman the money. So to by divorce, we would have thought the man gives the woman the money. Either way, that's an important ta'ara on this Rashi. So that's the Havamina. Kamash Malan, we say not. Kamash Malan, we say that the divorce can only happen with a shtar. How does Rabbi Yossi Aglili know that divorce is only with a shtar and not with money? Again, Michael, the Gemara never entertains the possibility of Bia. Maybe it's antithetical to that whole derech of Kiddushin. Right? You can't have that. That's the, by definition. There is Kiddushe Bia. There is Kiddushe Bia, which is more of a kinyan. But to undo, maybe we never... Right. I mean, right. You have to know how much are the three Darkei Kiddushin comparable to each other. Right. Now let it. Right. They're already Kibushat and Edav Lagarsha. Right. That's so we discussed that. Already, it's partially divorced already. Okay. So Rabbi Yehuda Lili Hais Farminale Misefer Krisus Nafkale. He learns it now from Sefer Krisus. Sefer Kursa V'Indavar Acher Kursa. You have to use the Sefer to koris, to break off the relationship, and not anything else. V'Idach, how do the Rabbana know this? That it has to be, I'm sorry, V'Idach, what do they use the Sefer Kursa Drasha for? Homi Barle, for the following. L'Davar HaKoris Bein Olavino. The divorce has to be total Krisus. A total separation. If there's any connection that remains between the husband and the wife, that is not a good krisus. Kidatanya, for example, what? Hareza kidach hamanash latish deyayin. The man gives his wife a get and says, this is your get on condition that you don't drink wine. So that's not a good get. Why? Because for the rest of her life, every day she's thinking about her husband. Every day, I can't do something because of you. I can't drink wine. And if I ever drink wine, I'm still married to you. So that's not a full krisus. Avamanash latech lebeis avich. La'olam, or on condition that you never go to your father's house, right? So he's going to really fix her. Guess what? Ein zekrisus. That doesn't work. That's not a good get. Kol shloshim yom, if he gives it a finite time period, this is your get almanas. You can make whatever condition you want. So then, harei zekrisus, then it works. Then it is a krisus. V'idach, and where does the other opinion know this from? Mikaris krisus nafki. Learns it from the double lashon of kares krisus. V'idach, kares krisus lo darshi. Another opinion does not darshin the double lashon. Interesting, there's one other ha'ara, and that is, one of the cases here is that almanas, that you don't go to your father's house. So if you don't give any limitations, so that's not a krisus. Asks Tosfos, the Ramaschal almanas, Tema. One second, the imes aviha loch tchashiva su base aviha. What do you mean? Maybe it is finite. The father's going to die. So what do you need? It's not forever. Once the father dies, then that's krisus. It's not that it's for the rest of her life. It's possible that this will be a krisus. So why don't you say that it is a good krisus? So the answer is Tosvos. When he says, yeah? Lo chayshina lamisa, as we just discussed. Okay, but we just need to have a possibility there's going to be a krisus. So here there's going to be a possibility before she dies. If her father dies first, so says Tosfos, no. Because when he says, it's an umdana, that when he says your father's house, that doesn't mean only when her father's alive. Even when the father dies, it's still called her father's house. The yarshim. Right? It's still the father's house. If it would have said that house, you know, something like that, so then as long as that house is there, if it breaks down, it breaks down. But father's house is more of a general term, says Tosfos. The base of it, Keruyan Ko Yotze Chalatov Shal Aviv. The Aval Bishameis, even though the father died, similar kid the Ashkechan, what's Tosfos Zraya? Tamar. Tamar, Kedashkechan be Tamar. Shai said, Bito Shal Shame. Tamar was the daughter of Shame. Shame Chamin Yafes, the son of Noach, Beksiv. And what did Yehuda tell Tamar? Shvi Almana Beis Avich. Go back to your father's house. And Shame died much earlier. The Maris Chayis here works out the math, works out the years. He died much earlier, and that's, by the way, why Yehuda said Hosia b'Tisareif, because the Bas Kohen is Misa b'Sreifa. That's why Davki b'Sreifa, because Shem was Machi Tzedek, according to the Medrash, a Kohen. So according to that, all that works out, but so does that happen much earlier? And Yehuda still says Shvi Beis Avich, Shemana Beis Avich. So that shows that Beis Avich is still a lashon to use even after the time. Okay, Mishnah. If you make a sukkah between trees, this is not like the previous Mishnah, which was about your sukkah is supported by the trees. This is a case where the sukkah is freestanding, but you're using the trees as walls. That's what you're using. The sukkah is freestanding, let's say on stilts or on metal rods, whatever the case may be, and it's freestanding, but you're using the tree as walls. So it's between the trees. Rashi just says one word. Bein ilanos baretz, means on the ground. It's freestanding. And the ilanos are the walls. Kishera. This is a kosher sukkah. Because you're not using the walls. There's no gzera of hishtamshus be'ilan. You're not using the walls, so it's even good on yantif. And there's no problem. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Says Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Kol mechitza she'ini chol lama brach matsuya in a mechitza. Says Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Any mechitza, any wall that cannot withstand the ruach mitsuya, Rashi adds in, even if it doesn't fall down, but if it waves, even if, look at Russian Rashi, Shaharuach Molicha Umevia. That's the Chiddush here. A few days ago we spoke about if it falls down, Rabbi Akiva or Gamliel. Now we're not talking about falling down. Says this Shita, Rav Acha bar Yaakov, any mechitza that does not withstand the Ruach Metsuya, meaning it sways back and forth, is not a good mechitza. Therefore, we ask a kasha on our Mishnah. Tnan, ha'osa sukkaso bein ha'ilanos ha'ilanos tefanos la. Somebody makes a sukkah between the trees, and the trees are the walls. Kishera, I, right, forget, we were thinking about these big, tall trees, but what if you're talking about thin, little, small, little trees that wave back and forth? So, v'ha'ka'azol v'asi, aren't these trees waving back and forth, and therefore this is a problem? Right, of course, it's not a mechitza that could stand. Hachavayaskinan be kashin. No, we're talking about hard, strong trees that don't wave. Bahaika nofo. Aye, there are some branches that you're obviously using as part of the walls, and those are waving back and forth. No, davalei b'hutzav adafna. You tied them up with like other branches and bushes. You made it hard that nothing is waving. So yachin malamemras. Then what's the chiddush? Obviously, you have a nice, strong wall here. So no, the chiddush is ma'od teima nigzar dim alasi l'shtam ushi be'ilan kamash v'lan. No, your wall's muksa. You might use your wall for something. Kamash v'lan, we're not worried about that, and it is okay. So you read this Gemara, and what comes to mind? Canvas sukkahs. That's what comes to mind. So if you read the Gemara, the Pasha of the Gemara sounds like if it waves, how much is a problematic waving? So if you have a canvas sukkah, so gotta look in Rav Moshe. Look in Rav Moshe and look in Rav Sternbach. Says Rav Moshe in the posthumous volume, Chelek Hay, Simon Mem, Oz Beis, Beinyan Mechitza Sukkah, Shenada Baruch Veinu Nofelis. So he discusses this, and he goes back and forth discussing our Gemara, and he ends up saying, via Sikna, that he thinks if the Nidnud, if the waving is less than 3 Tfachim, is not a problem. Meaning if it, 3 Tfachim is about a foot, right? If it goes out, less than, or goes in, less than 3 Tfachim from the where it is supposed to be, so that is not a problem. Remember, many of the canvas sukkahs that they have now, they set, that comes with these ropes that go around every 3 Tfachim from the ground. So it doesn't matter if those are the real walls. It doesn't matter if the walls bubble out, because you put like 4 of them across on the other side of the bars, or whatever the supports are, so then you're covered. This is even without those. Even without those, if it doesn't go out three tefachim, so then it is not a problem. At the end, he just has a biting line. He says, Umitsan Masharoan Bimedina Senuba America, Shemochrim Sukas, Shinasu Dvanosemi Rios, Pashut Shalo Hayaze Al Piho Ra, Kidakasafti. I'm sure the canvas manufacturers 70 years ago never asked a Shaila at the beginning. So he said, but either way, Ramosha's Machshir, the Minaga Olam, you know, thousands and thousands of Jews rely on canvas sukkahs, 100% Ramosha, there's nothing wrong with it. That, as long as it, if it goes out more than three tefachim, then maybe it's better. So that's Ramosha.
That's not a function of the material as much as how taught it is.
Right, not a function of the material, it's certainly how taught it is, correct. Ramosha does discuss there, and if Sternbach does even more here, and that is, from the Gemara and from Rashi, you get the impression that the waving we're talking about, what's Rashi's Lashon? Sharuch Molicha Umeviya. It sounds like it's not even tied down on the bottom. That's the problem. So when it waves, it goes, wee, and it's all the way up. And it's by our sukkahs, maybe you say, if it's tied down, so what, it waves. So it says with Sternbach, you know when you have a, he doesn't give a shear of three tefachim. You know what he says? If this is the normal way these mechitzas function, it's fine. These are wavy walls. That's it. These are the normal ways. If it goes out more than the normal, natural, if it's taut, it's held taut by the you tie it down on up and top and bottom. So says Rav Sternbach and Moadim Uzmanim in Chelak Al Simen Peidalid. So he quotes our Rashi, then he quotes Bakasha. What's going on with these canvas sukkahs? This is Chelak Aleph. So he might have written this while he was still in South Africa. He says, Lonis Bar Mau HaPirish, Bahad Bina Shiyachol Laman Baruch Matsuya. Everything moves a little bit. So that's what he says at the end. Ulanias Daiti Nira. Me Iker Hadin Sadin Kasher Ladofen. Af She'al Karchach Noxas Baruach. It's okay. And he quotes a psikta. He says, so what's the shear? He doesn't quote three tefachim like Ramosha. Nira. She'im Kasher Kafi Hatzorech Lomala Ulamata. This is mechitza. Umechitza the sukkah bein kederech mechitza. A mechitza, you need a regular mechitza. V'lachin besadin, if you tied it properly on the top and the bottom, no problem. V'rakim misna'eya yoser meharoi l'mechitza nispatzla. There was a rip, and now it's flying all over the place. So then it would be a problem. And then he quotes, if you could get one without canvas, okay, fine, matov manayim, but to be matzik, what many, many people do, that's Rav Moshe, and that is Rav Sternbach. Somebody had a, any other?
Yes.
I answered. Okay. Good. That is Rav Moshe. Okay, two more lines, and then we'll stop. Tashma. Hayasham. So again, but what did we just say? If anything, it's a wavy. Okay, so if Rashi means that there's no bottom tied down, so then we definitely are much different than those, because they could understand the whole thing. The wall disappears. Right, but here the wall just bends out a little bit. So Tashma Hayisham Ilan Ogeder Omachitas Hakanim Nidam Yishim Diomen. Remember this? Second parak of Erevin. You have the water well, you have the water pit, which is Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it's all the way down, and you want your cows to be able to take out of there. So what you do is you build these four diumdin, these four 90 degree little walls around the area, and in that way your cows are able to drink out of the water. So let's say you don't have boards to build, so you use a tree that's big enough on those four corners, or you use a fence, or you use a mechitzas hakanim, you use reeds. Nidon b'shem diomen, you could use those. Aren't reeds wavy? Aren't trees wavy? So that's not a good mechitza. So again, the Gemara says, "Hasam nami b'shem davalei behusav adafna." No, there too, you tied it down, and it is solid, and therefore it is not a problem. Period. Okay, let's take a three-minute break, and then we'll do daf chafei. Okay, and anybody who's listening out there, you can take as long of a break as you want, and then you can listen to the second half.